What's going on, everybody? Happy Labor Day. Yay, yay, yay. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and this is Francesca. What's going on, everybody? I'm just so excited about my show. I'm going to fill y'all in on some details and everything. So, guys, we really got to move on. I've been doing, you know, COVID fashion special edition shows. I've been doing it for quite some time. And actually, guys, I have listeners. So big special shout out to my COVID fashion listeners and also to the ones that don't listen to COVID fashion. Anyway, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you want to send me a nice little shout out, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And also, guys, I have an Instagram page. So if you want to follow me or whatever the case is, you can also hit me on Instagram. And that's Time to Talk. So, guys, we gotta move on. I have some interesting stuff, man. Anyway, I want to send a shout out to my Facebook group. Well, it's actually not mine, but it's another person's. But I, you know, go in there every now and then, post something periodically, so whatnot. Hashtag fuck Trump. So I want to send a special shout out to that Facebook page. Guys, I'm telling you, they got so many things and everything. Like, they got posts. I mean, like, it really be funny. It be funny to me, you know. Like I told you before, I really don't care about Trump. He's a very mean man. And I have some stuff that, guys, y'all are gonna laugh at. But I'm gonna go ahead and get started so we can laugh. So we can laugh together. Anyway, guys, Democrats are offering Donald Trump supporters a reason to turn against him in 2020 election. Oh my God, that is so wonderful, because that man promised us a lot of things and he did not come through whatsoever. And then he done hurt family, he done hurt a lot of people in this country. Anyway, Trump, he basically, why they're doing that is because he failed, he promised something and didn't, basically he did not come through. And that's bringing high-speed internet that he promised in the campaign 2016. Trump, you sitting up here talking about you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to make America great again. You failed. You failed. Not once, not twice, not three times, but many times. And, like, really, people? Like, really, y'all know. I know that he has failed us. He has failed he failed the economy, like telling lies and everything, and that is not cool. But anyway, the representative from Texas, Beto O'Rourke, he stated that farmers and ranchers cannot even get online. Now, what type of mess is that? You know, the farmers, they need to get online to see their profits and to see other things that's going on. So, like, you're trying to tell me these farmers don't have a way to get online. They have to go drive all the way into town to, like, find out what's going on with their agriculture and stuff. So, Trump, you done promised these people all these things. It did not come through. And I'm going to say it again and again until I'm blue in the face. Fuck you, Trump. Okay? Because that doesn't make sense. And people are, like, investing their money into, like, these 5Gs. I mean, you know, I see some phone companies, they do have 5G. And I see some phone companies, they have 4G. You know, like, you really need to get with the program and just stop fooling around with these people. Like, it's already bad enough that you're doing what you're doing, trying to take free lunches from the kids at school. school. It's already bad enough you're doing what you're doing by saying you're the chosen one. It's already bad enough that you're trying to cut people out of food stamps. You're trying to cut people out of Social Security and all this stuff. And you don't realize that you have a mother out there or some type of grandparents or whatever the case may be. You have kids. So what are they going to rely on? All money ain't good money, Trump. You know, stuff don't last always. So I'm going to just go ahead and let you know that. But anyway, guys, what is going on? Oh my God. I didn't even do a show like this in a long time. Just was basically just focusing on COVID fashion. But, you know, I need to focus on you guys a little bit. But I'm going to still focus on the COVID fashion because that is my game. For those who don't know what COVID fashion is, it's a game app where you basically get to dress your models, you know, with these nice outfits, you know, and these wonderful shoes, makeup, hair, wigs, and everything. So yes, I'm gonna still be talking about COVID fashion, but it's a lot of stuff that's like basically bothering me. I finally got that Donald Trump out the way, you know. We're not even going to hardly talk about you anymore, you know. But I'm going to talk about it later on down the line when I say what I have to say. But anyway, guys, oh Lord, what's going on? Anyway, I want to talk to you guys about, you know, I don't know if I have any teenage listeners or kid listeners or whatever, you know. I have adult listeners, but, you know, you could talk to your kids about this after you hear, you know, this episode. I want to talk about bullying. Bullying is going very strongly in the United States, guys. You know, kids got to go to school every day and get bullied. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. And I don't think the police is like really putting hard effort into that, you know, and like it really bothers me. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I know how I feel about it, because when you bully somebody, that makes them feel, you know, less than, makes the other person feel less than, which turns around, which, you know, bad things can happen. And I can give you a prime example. Suicide, you know, is going on in the United States. It's going on very heavy, guys, in the United States when it comes to, you know, kids bullying other kids. I mean, it is really going on really bad, where it's to the point where a child comes home from school not happy. You know, a child comes home not happy at all. You know, my listeners out there, I really want you to talk to your children or talk to a loved one, somebody in your family. Just sit down and have a talk with them about bullying, because it's getting terrible out there. I don't know if y'all know, but it's a lot of, you know, teenagers, a lot of kids in the United States that is committing suicide over being bullied. You know, and it's a lot of kids that you have a lot of kids that's like gay or come from a different background or whatever the case may be that is being bullied. Like, guys, we like really need to take control of that. I take it very seriously, you know, and to be honest with you, at first when I was a teenager, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little bully, but as I got older, you know, and had children or whatever the case may be, I mean, like, I look back and I go like, hey, that was not cool at all, you know. I did like, you know, several things, you know, because I give a big shout out to Facebook or whatever the case may be. And the people that I did bully, I mean, like, I really talked to them. I really, like, I was very sincere. I really apologize for my doings because it's not cool to bully somebody. You know, that can affect a child, that can affect a person. You know, we should be in this world where we are happy. You know, I know basically we're going to have our good days and our bad days or whatever the case may be, but you know, by another person like bullying somebody, I mean, it's just not right, you know. And so basically what I did was I apologized to each and every one that I bullied. You know, I felt deep in my heart it was the right thing to do, and I felt deep in my heart that, you know, it was the best thing to do. It was the very best thing to do. It was the biggest decision that, you know, basically I made in my life. You know, and they say that, you know, when you do stuff to people, it comes back three times hard. I'm gonna go ahead and like tell y'all a story right now. My daughter, okay, and I love her so much, she is being bullied, okay. You know, I took actions in my own hands. She's getting bullied in school. She got bullied in a neighborhood from my hometown. And like, I had to count back on every finger that I made a mistake and did to somebody, you know. And so, you know, things happen. Like they say, karma comes back. Everybody go like, oh, karma's a bitch. It is, you know, it might not come back to you, but it can come back 3 years down the line to you, or it could come back to your children, or it could come back to a family member. You know, I mean, like, karma, it is a bitch, okay? And my daughter, she's being bullied, you know. I think it was yesterday, you know, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I do check my children's, you know, Facebook and everything, because I want to know, by me being a parent, what's going on with my children, you know, because children tend to hide, you know, things, you know, that's what all children do. But it was this one particular message that, you know, I checked, and I listened to the message. And the message like, oh, I'll drag you, you stupid bitch. You don't know me. I'm going to drag your ass too. This, that, and the third. So I did take matters in my own hands. Yes, I did call the police because for number one, I'm not going to come out my character. That's for sure. Okay, because if I come out my character, that makes me look like that. Being childish, so I took the matter in my own hands and I called the police. You know, because I'm not gonna tolerate bulliness, and it's not right. And I felt like, you know, and I did leave a message on the young lady's messenger. And I did state to her that I was going to call the police. I didn't threaten the little girl, you know, like some parents out here do. Oh, I'm going to mess you up if you mess with my child, this, that, and the third. That's not the issue. See, we really need to come down with the problem. So, you know, I said what I said. And she calls my daughter back and apologizes to her. So when you do adults, when you do things the professional way, you will get a reaction. You will get, you know, a conclusion. You will get an answer. So when that happened, that made me feel good. Like, whew, now I could go to school, you know, my daughter can go to school and I don't have to worry about her, you know, getting bullied by other classmates or other students or whatever the case may be. Anyway, guys, If you have any questions or comments or concerns or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. You could turn around and follow me on Facebook under Let's Talk. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. And last but not least, you can also follow me on Instagram. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a break for a moment. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and we'll be right back. Guys, we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And before the break, before we took a break, I was just basically talking about people being bullied. You might want to check that out, and just stop the madness. Let's have peace in the world. It's already bad enough that we got something going on with the Donald Trump situation or whatever. Kids, we got to get it together, We really do. But anyway, moving on. I was just browsing through some stuff and, it's going to be some major stores, y'all, that is closing in 2019. And like I said before, the economy is doing so bad, guys. And this really doesn't make any sense to me. I don't even understand it. But hey, it's happening, In March, Charlotte Russe, and I shop at this store, guys, they confirmed that their entire chain and 500 nationwide stores will close. 94 stores from an earlier closure announced were ready to set shutter in the remaining locations will officially close their doors by April 30th. Guys, I used to shop in this store, and this is just crazy. Charlotte Russe, they had the nice heels. I'm talking about the platform heels, some stilettos, stuff that I enjoy wearing, So, yeah, they're closing all their stores, guys. Charlotte Russe. Oh my God. And then another store that's supposed to be closing in 2019. Whew. Lord, I'm going to take a moment of silence because I really shop in these stores, guys. I really do. Whew. Lord, this is just sad, guys. Stores that are closing in 2019. And the second one is Family Dollar. I just don't understand. Everybody and their mother shops in Family Dollar. And comes to find out, that Dollar Tree is taking over the Family Dollars. I done seen it happen in my hometown in Raleigh because they just built this Family Dollar, guys. They built it to the core. It was so beautiful inside. And like I was telling people, I don't live in Raleigh anymore. I stay in another town. So when I go back home, I shop. And I said to my mother, I was like, let's go to Family Dollar. And she was like, which one? And I was like, the one off of Lake Willow Road. She was like, Fran, I'm sorry, but that is no longer a Family Dollar anymore. I said, what? I said, well, what is it? Dollar Tree. So Dollar Tree is taking over the Family Dollar business. So that's one of the stores that will be closing, guys, in 2019. It's just crazy, but it's happening. Yep, it's happening. So after, I guess after the holidays or whatever, there will no longer be any more Family Dollars. Wow. And then another store that are closing, stores that are closing in 2019, Shopko. I never heard of that. So, yeah, Shopko, they filed for bankruptcy in January. And so, basically, they are, you know, closing. They plan to have liquidated and assets sales by June. So, I think they're already closed now, but yes, that's also another store that will be closing, you know, in 2019. Man, this is just sad. Oh my God, guys. Another store that will be closing, stores that will be closing in 2019, guys, Gap Incorporated. I know everybody is like disappointed. Yes. Yep. They will be closing about 50% of its locations over the next 2 years. So Gap will be closing in 2019. I used to shop at Gap when I was a teenager. Like, their clothes like really last. Really last. They really last, really, really last. It's sad that, you know, that's a sad situation because I, like, used to get my jeans there and everything, guys. Stores that are closing in 2019, H&M. Wow. Actually, they will be closing 160 stores in 2019. So, H&M will be closing its doors. This is just crazy. Like, and we all shop in these stores, guys. This is just hurtful. This is just really hurtful, guys. I'm like, dang. What is going on? Stores that are closing in 2019. As it announced last summer, Starbucks is permanently shutting down 150 underperforming stores this year. Starbucks. According to the company, the closures will mostly take place in big cities and oversaturated markets where branches of global coffee chains are cannibalizing each other businesses. So yeah, Starbucks, guys. This is the stuff that like we live off of, basically. Yeah, this is the stuff that we live off of. And this is just sad. Stores that are closing in 2019, Dress Barn. Dress Barn announced on May 20th, 2019 that it will gradually close all of its 650 stores nationwide. So, yeah, Dress Barn will actually, they probably already done, you know, shut down or whatnot. This is just unbelievable. Stores that are closing in 2019, guys. I used to shop here, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Children's Place. Children's Place has previously announced its intentions to close 300 underperforming stores by 2020. So yeah, after 2020, guys, no more Children's Place. And I used to shop there for my children. Like, their clothes last, like, for so long. Like, these are good quality stores that, you know, actually are closing. And really, this is just ridiculous. I'm going to do one more. Stores that are closing in 2019, Performance Bicycles. Wow. They are actually closing. 104 locations of Performance Bicycles have been shuttered. So those are all the stores, basically, guys, that will be closing in 2019 and further on. Guys, I want to talk to you about this hurricane. Oh my God, this is just so unbelievable. I mean, like, this is crazy. Hurricane Dorian. Wow. I'm telling you. Guys, we got to be safe out here, you know, whatever the case may be. Hurricane Dorian is actually Category 4 from the last time I checked. And I'm telling you, it was in Category 5 in the Bahamas. Dorian is the most powerful tropical system ever observed in Atlantic Ocean. Oh my God, that's some very high powerful winds. And as I'm looking right now, like, it has gained its speed quickly. It has gained its speed very quickly. And on Twitter, Sam Lilio said, in the last 24 hours, Hurricane hashtag Dorian intensified from 130 kt to 160 kt. In fact, it did this under 9 hours, guys. Wow. Rapidly intensification as impressive enough features, but becomes extremely rare from high initial intensities. From 130 kt, it is unprecedented in the Atlantic. Wow, that is heavy winds. Like, if y'all don't know, like, the Atlantic Ocean, like, I'm from North Carolina, like, that's almost near us. So I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm kind of scared. I'm really kind of scared, because I'm thinking that, like, it might do a whole 360. It might come to North Carolina. Like, wow. And Dan Ulano on Twitter was saying, 5 very strong intense hurricanes, also note the difference between Matthew and others. GO-16 has been a game changer in the satellite imagery. And I'm basically looking at this picture like, Dorian is like the strongest one out of Matthew, Irma, Michael, and Maria. Wow, this is just crazy. This is just really crazy. Guys, I just want y'all to, like, be safe, because this hurricane is no joke. Guys, we have got to come together. Like, if you have to go to a shelter, just go. You know, don't stay and try to, you know, live, like, outlive it. If you need to seek shelter immediately, because this hurricane is no joke. Don't play with Mother Nature. That's all I have to say to you. And I just want y'all to be extremely careful. And I'm going to read one more from a person on Twitter at BMC Noldy. Dorian hit Great Abaco Island. That's actually, guys, in the Bahamas, with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour, tied for the strongest landfall anywhere in the Atlantic. The Labor Day hurricane in 1935 was the other one. The tie only applies to wind speed, not central pressure. So that is a very strong wind, basically, guys. Like, for real, no joke. Seek shelter. They're not talking about central pressure. They're just talking about 185 miles per hour worth of wind. So, guys, seek shelter in Florida, or, you know, Georgia, North Carolina, because, you know, this storm can do a whole 360. Like, Hurricane Fran, like, that was unexpected, for real. Like, when it hit North Carolina, it tore North Carolina to pieces. It really did, including my hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina. So, guys, don't seek shelter. I'm telling you. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a break. We will be right back, and you are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Stay tuned. And And guys, we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. I was talking about the hurricane, guys. Hurricane Dorian. That actually is in Category 4 from the last time I checked down in Florida. So, guys, y'all be careful out there to all my listeners, all my COVID fashion listeners, and everything. So, please be careful. Seek shelter by any means necessary. Guys, y'all can also check me out on Apple. My podcast show, guys, is on Apple. So if you want to check that out, feel free to. And I'm also on Google, guys. Google Podcasts. Y'all can basically check me out. You know, tell me what you think. And, you know, send me a shout out. You can link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Anyway, guys, we're going to move on. I want to send an early birthday shout out to Beyonce. Oh my God. God, it has been a long time. I just want to send her a happy birthday shout out and just keep doing what you do. And I mentioned her actually on my other podcast show, you know. She's beautiful, you know, and everything. So a big special early happy birthday to Beyonce. Oh my God, she is so beautiful to me. Yeah, matter of fact, she's turning 38. And I just turned 38 in July. I didn't even know she was like the same age as me. So like, happy birthday, Beyonce. Anyway, guys, moving along. Wow. This is my second season, everybody. My second season of my podcast show. I'm very excited about it. I came up with some details and stuff like that. I hope to bring you full of surprises on season 2. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna just continue on doing my COVID fashion and, you know, talk to you guys a little bit, not about COVID fashion all the time. But anyway, guys, I saw something. Did y'all know that this one of the top stories going on right now, actually, it's a lot like 50 items cheaper at Dollar Tree stores than Walmart. Wow, can y'all believe it? It's like 50 items that are cheaper than Walmart products, or, you know, Walmart brand products, or just basically cheaper than Walmart. Little do you know, I don't know what's going on, but when I shop in Walmart, like, a lot of stuff has been high lately, so I really don't do my grocery shopping at, you know, Walmart anymore. I basically, like, get my TVs, my computer accessories, and, you know, the things that I need at Walmart. I used to shop for tissue, you know, paper towels and stuff like that. I don't even do it no more because, like, they are so high. Like, and I have a list right now to basically let y'all know, like, the stuff that is cheaper at these, like, Dollar General stores, Dollar Tree stores, than Walmart, you know. And I'm just shocked, like, Walmart is standing, like, right now as we speak, like, they are in the industry, you know, like, while these other places like Family Dollar and other stores are going out of business, you know. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm gonna give you some, like, a couple items that are cheaper than Walmart. You have baby wipes that are 6% cheaper than Walmart. Aluminum foil is 17% cheaper than Walmart. I'm like, I'm telling y'all this, like, from these, like, Dollar General stores, Dollar Tree, like, really. And then, you know, y'all know the igloo coolers, like, the ones that you carry your lunch, you know, in and all that stuff, and you carry, like, your sodas or whatever. Actually, is 20% cheaper than Walmart, okay? Walmart Igloo, because that's the name of the company, Igloo brand, is $24.97. The Dollar General Igloo cooler is $20. And all these are like coolers. And so that's like 20% cheaper than the Walmart brand. You have sugar that's 22% cheaper at like these Dollar Tree stores, Dollar General stores than Walmart. And the baby oil is 23% cheaper. You have like Walmart is like 13 cents per ounce or whatever. And you have the Dollar Tree that's 10 cents per ounce. And then also you have like the Hain men's socks actually is like 30% cheaper than Walmart's, okay? You have the Walmart, like the Walmart brand of the Hanes is like $10 a pack, okay? And then you have like the general Hanes brand, like Dollar General, you know, they got some Hanes stuff in there, and actually it's $7 a pack. So, I don't know, y'all tell me, like, which one would you shop at or which one you prefer to shop at. You can always link up at me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, it's just been so wonderful. It's just been a wonderful day or whatnot. I just got a lot of stuff off my chest, you know, that's like really bothered me, you know. I just had to, you know, do a show about it, you know. And this is just, I mean, this is an honor for you guys to listen to me, you know. I'm just having a ball and everything, like, it is just so wonderful. And, you know, I really enjoy y'all listening to me and everything. So it's just an amazing feeling. Wow, a Texas gunman was fired from his job, called FBI before shooting. Wow, this happened in Odessa, Texas, everybody. A gunman in spate of violence after a routine traffic stop in West Texas has just been fired from his job and called both police and the FBI before shooting began, authorities said Monday. Wow, and they turned around and fired him? That is crazy. That is really crazy. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke said 36-year-old Seth Arenter, just fired. I wonder what he was firing at. That's just crazy, you know? That's just crazy. That just give you something to think about, you know. But like I said, how do you feel about the situation? You can always email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com, or you can link me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you know. It's just a lot of stuff going on in this world, guys. I don't understand. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to cope, you know. I think it's Trump. Trump, what are you doing to us? Punk? Orangey? Lord, I can't stand that man. I think he done turned our world upside down, y'all, because we are getting crazy. Like, it's just getting crazy out here. But anyway, guys, it is time for me to go. Whoa. Oh my God, I enjoyed this very moment with you guys, just talking to you guys. Anyway, I'm about to sign off. And last but not least, Hurricane Dorian, y'all guys, please be careful. I am telling you to be careful, you know. Be really careful. Seek shelter if you can, or whatever the case may be. But I'm signing off, guys. This is Francesca, and you are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. And I will see you or hear from you next time. Signing off. Take care.